on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
All right, we're all situated. Live radio. Hey, I want to thank all of our guests for today. CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque will be here later in the show. And they've got some pretty cool stuff going on you'll find in our Action Center. We'll tell you more about as we get into the show. And as I mentioned, Eric Metaxas coming this weekend to Calvary Church. Details at calvarynm.church. You know, one of the other things we put in the Action Center, along with things to reach out to support CareNet, is a summer Bible camp and VBS guide. Parents looking for stuff for the family over the summer? Well, here's a great place for you to do that. Now, the kids can be engaged in summer camp or VBS, and we've put a guide there. If you don't see your churches there, send us the details at studio@klyt.fm. And then actually, when I had Jody Hendricks on yesterday, from the New Mexico Family Action Movement, I was like, lo and behold, well, here's something for adults to do this summer. New Mexico Family Action Movement is doing family fun festivals, one in Albuquerque and one up near Farmington this summer, and they need volunteers. And you'll find the details about their events on their website at nmfam.org. Stephanie Quintana in studio with us, a local realtor. But much more, you know what, Stephanie, much more than that. I know, you know, you've been buying, selling houses for a long time, but you've really kind of gotten into the specialty I let our listeners know about earlier today. Really seniors transitioning from where they are now, maybe in a home, you know, a 3, 4, 5, 2 bedroom home, and really just transitioning from that. And, you know, I didn't know how else to say it, but end of life. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in the last quarter of life, whatever. The things that really need to be considered that so many maybe don't plan real well for, but there's people who can help walk them through that. And that's part of what you've become an expert at. That's why I wanted to bring you into studio, because, I mean, as a realtor, you know, you help people walk through that part of it. But there's so much more, and a little bit we're going to let you know about an event coming up August 25th where it kind of brings all of the specialists in all of these areas we're going to be talking about, where you can find people to find answers to a lot of questions that occur. And let me list them real quick. Realty, which I already did. What about, you know, legacy, you know, when it comes to trusts and wills? Or you got a bunch of stuff you need to downsize. You know, what all this stuff isn't going to fit into where I'm moving. What do you do? And then, you know, just finding places for senior, you know, senior living, people who are essentially advisors for senior living. This is a thing. And well, first of all, Stephanie, welcome into ABQ Connect.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
This is, people are living older.
Yes, yeah. They yeah. are. Then they all seem to be downsizing at the same time right now with all the baby boomers and things like that. So, yes, we have a lot of people downsizing right now.
Well, let's walk through some of the typical questions people might have, you know, and, you know, some of the solutions they come up with, I don don't know. I guess I've thought, well, 6 to 1, half dozen the other, if you stay in your home and then as you age, get things in your home to help you as you mm-hmm. age, which is an option. But then people also choose to downsize. Do you see, you know, realtor aside, mm-hmm. just from lives that you've dealt with, do you see advantages and disadvantages to either?
Yes, it just depends. You know, each situation is different.
Yeah.
Some people do stay in their home. They can even get a reverse mortgage, stay in their home. They can pay for, if they can afford to pay for health care in their home, that's very expensive, but it just depends on their situation. A lot of people don't want to take care of their big home anymore, or their yard, or all the things that go with that. So
yeah.
they're looking at, where can I downsize and live the rest of my life and be happy and not worry about those things. So that's why we kind of put this event together. We try to do these quarterly, and they're really free events for seniors and their families, because a lot of times it's their kids or other family members that are helping them make some of these decisions. So we just tried to offer something free to the public that they can come and get all their questions asked about the entire process.
Yeah, and this is going to be at that big community center up off Carmel in the Northeast Heights, 7521. There's a name for that.
It's
one.
North Dabingo Baca.
That's what it is.
Yep.
If you take your dog over to the dog park, right, it's that big, huge park behind the dam.
It's a really nice facility.
Yeah, and then that facility, which actually has workout stuff and classroom. It's a community center. Mm-hmm. But it's a free event happening Tuesday, August 25th at 10 in the morning. You can put that on your calendar, and we'll remind you about it as well. I also wanted to let you know, Stephanie's put it on her Facebook. On Facebook, if you just do a search for Loving Transitions Albuquerque, you'll find her Facebook page, but it's facebook.com/lovingtransitionsalbuquerque.com. And on that, she's posted the event for the 25th. And, you know, Stephanie, although you're not necessarily an expert in more than real estate, you're more up to snuff and understand, you know, what people need to walk through and things they'll need to consider when they talk to some of these experts. But let's continue and start with realty. What are things that those that are listening and say, yeah, you know, I'm getting into my 60s, 70s, mm-hmm. And I need to start thinking about this. The kids have all, it's empty nest, mm-hmm. And really starting to think about those changes as a realtor. And I want to keep you nailed on this part right now, because I know you know about these other things they need to do. But as a realtor, what would be some of the steps right now you would tell them to do?
Well, if they're thinking about downsizing, they can, you know, so I always say it's better to plan ahead and think of these things and find the answers when you can than when you have to. So just even if people are interested in it's not even on their radar right now, downsizing, but they want to know what's going to happen in the future, they're welcome to come to this event as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's lots of things they can do to start. I know my parents have been in their home for 55 years.
Yeah.
So we do tend to, as Americans, I guess, we collect a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can start downsizing now. We can start going through things. We can decide what's important, what's not important, maybe hand things down to people that we think might want them, family members, grandkids, those kind of things. We can start doing some of that now.
Yeah, and maybe I'm getting too deep in the weeds, but, you know, when you talk about some of those heirlooms or, things that are special, it may not be classified as an heirloom. And, you know, family, I will tell you, in my case, you know, that came up when you assisted my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, I want that to be in the family, but I don't want it.
Right, right. And not everybody wants everything that you have. So we do try to tell people that. They're like, oh, I want my kids to have my china. Well,
right.
The truth is, a lot of people don't use china anymore, and that's unfortunate. They don't even gather in big groups anymore sometimes. But there are different things that we can do as opposed to giving those heirlooms to the next generation. We've also made people legacy books where we have taken pictures of all these wonderful things, because it's really the memory that people are holding on to.
It's true.
Not necessarily the stuff.
That's a really good point.
And then we make a little coffee table book for them, and they put it on their coffee table.
Yeah.
They can flip through it and remember all those fond memories.
I love that idea. For me, I was literally more, I don't want that to exit the family. If someone else in the family will take it, mm-hmm. cool. If not, I'll find a place.
Right.
But I love this idea of, you know, it's really more a memory to just take pictures of it, maybe write down some of the memories that went with these items and what have you. Other things to consider as people are thinking about, you know, I guess there are different options. Well, if you were not to be in this home anymore, mm-hmm. you know, are you going to want to figure out where you are with retirement and whether or not you want to pay rent somewhere,
sure.
In a facility, a retirement community.
Yes.
Or something that's more along the lines that they would get any kind of medical assistance they need as well? Or do we just find a smaller home?
Right. And there's lots of different options. And it depends on their health. It depends on their finances. One of the speakers at this event will be senior living advisors, and they do an excellent job of coming to people and sitting down with them and going through what are your health needs? What, you know, what do you need and where you're going to live? How much can you afford? Are there any special programs that we can maybe fit you into or get you qualified for? Some people need to apply for Medicare or Medicaid.
Yeah.
They can walk you through that whole process. So that's another reason you can come get some of those questions answered too. And there's some great places, you know, I don't want everybody to think that it's not, everybody's not moving to the nursing home.
you know,
there's some great retirement facilities, some great 55 plus communities
where
people are very active.
And I brought up mom, and that's what mom did.
Yeah.
Mom sold a home that she and dad were in for probably about 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And found a retirement community. And listen, that's something else too that I know you're aware of. If you're going to choose to go into a facility or a community like that, give yourself the time to shop around and go to the communities. And I will tell you, I did that with mom, and and when she made a choice, it was an informed choice.
Yes.
And both of us felt good about the choice. So, I think you brought it up earlier, you know, although it may be a while before you do this, this is an event you probably, you know, go to.
Right.
Cause then you know, you'll know more, hey, we need to actually start shopping some of the stuff now.
Yes.
Or understand it, you know, and the truth is, you'll need to shop it then too, because all of these places change management and change, you know, it all, and there's new places. But listen, we're up against a break. Can you stay with us, Stephanie?
Sure.
We got more to talk about. We're going to come back and learn more about Plan Today for Tomorrow's Peace of Mind. That event, August 25th, at the Community Center at 7521 Carmel in the Northeast Heights. We're going to come back with more with Stephanie from Loving Transitions right after this on ABQ Connect. All right, we're talking about Plan Today for Tomorrow's Peace of Mind. In studio with us is Stephanie Quintana with Loving Transitions. You'll find the event that she's planning that we're talking about at facebook.com/lovingtransitionsalbuquerque.com. Remind me the community center this is happening.
North Domingo Baca.
North Domingo Baca. That is just north of Paseo del Norte up in the Northeast Heights. A real nice facility, but it's a free event to attend August 25th at 10 in the morning, covering things like wills and trusts, estate sales, downsizing, senior living, housing options, which we talked about a little bit already, packing and moving, selling your family home. You had mentioned legal legacy is going to be there. What are some things that they can, that, you know, specializing in? It's obvious, but maybe something people aren't thinking about.
Yeah, she does a great job, Felice. She talks about the difference between wills and trusts, and why you should have one or the other based on your estate. She answers all the questions that people have. She talks about the importance of power of attorneys. A lot of people don't have financial or medical power of attorneys in place, which is hugely important. You never know what can happen, and you don't want the, you know, state to come in and have to take decisions
for
you.
Listen, I'll be transparent here. I need to do this.
Yes.
We all do. We all need to do this.
Yes. Doesn't matter about your age.
That's right.
Yes.
You know, this is a reason, actually, if you have questions about stuff like that, to show up at this event on Tuesday the 25th at North Domingo Baca Community Center, 7521 Carmel, at 10 o'clock that morning on the 25th. All kinds of stuff, you know, we put off and all of this that we're talking about, preparing to move, preparing for, you know, trusts and what you're going to do, you know, estate and wills and then of course we mentioned downsizing, which, you know, there's, listen, as a layperson, I'm going to say there's a lot of ways to do that. If I was going to start doing that now, you know, I start going through stuff and okay, that's garbage. That's call 311 and get a large item pickup. If you don't know what that's about, that is, hey, you know what? Someone could really use that. And you know, there's a lot of charitable thrift stores to go to. Someone asked me, I send them to U-Turn for Christ on San Mateo as a thrift store. There's another one for orphans. There's Joy Junction. There's a lot of ministries. I know Steelbridge has a thrift store, but there's, you know, and you know, not my business where people take their stuff. Some of these thrift stores that people, based on the names of what they are, you think it's for charity and it's not. It's a business.
Right.
That's okay. If you want to do that, if it's convenient, go do it. Salvation Army, though, is another good one. They have thrift stores as well. But there's all kinds of places to take things that are usable still and just start now. Downsizing that way, but you know, you get to the end and there's still, no, we still have all this stuff. And this is one that I learned about, an option. The folks at Auction Addiction are going to be at this event, and this is essentially, is it essentially consignment?
It's an online auction.
Okay.
So as opposed to, it's just a little different business model as opposed to the traditional estate sales where, you know, they have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you walk through the house, and this is a little different. It's kind of like if you've ever shopped on eBay.
Yeah.
They go in and they do a complete inventory. The beauty of that is you don't have a bunch of people traipsing through your house, which I know a lot of people don't like. And then they can also come in right after you move. They do a complete inventory. You leave everything that you're not going to take with you right where it is.
Yeah.
You don't have to organize it or inventory it or do anything. You just leave it on the wall, leave it on the table. If you're not taking it, we leave it.
Yeah.
They come in, they inventory everything, they put it online, it runs for 2 weeks, people bid on it, and then hopefully we bid the price up.
Right.
And what sells, there's a pickup day at the end of that, and people come and they have to bring their receipt. And that's the day they get a copy or the address. So they don't, it's not like. So
it's an option that people just may not be aware of. And you mentioned estate sales. Some people are like, no, fine. You know, I'll open up my house. Come on. It's not going to be my house anymore.
And there's lots of great estate sale companies out there too. I know that, you know, it just depends on what, every person is different.
Yeah.
So, and it depends on the kind of stuff you have. You know, some people don't have, they take most of it with them. They don't have enough to even do an estate sale.
Yeah.
So then we would talk about the donations like you were just talking about. But at the end of this sale with Auction Addiction, they will take everything and donate it for you. So you don't have to do any of that.
Yeah.
And I always say, be careful what you throw away or give away because, you know, somebody might actually purchase that. You'd be real surprised what people buy.
Yeah. And that's, you know, and part of that is a reason to start thinking about these things now. You know, maybe, I don't know. I don't know if people, you know, way out, you know, 10 years before they're ready to really make a move are moving stuff into the garage or, you know, boxing things up and putting them in the garage or some other storage on the property. And then, you know, you could soon after doing that go, oh, you know what? I actually need that. You know, start messing with stuff earlier than later. I mean, and I'm sure it's a mantra in the business that you do, you know, with Loving Transitions, where, you know, fail to plan to fail, in this move. You know, but what also I'm sure that you adopt is, failure to plan on someone else's part often creates an emergency on your part.
Yes.
But you're equipped better than most, you know, you have experience, I should say, I know the route to go.
Right.
It may not be as easy as it would have been if we did this 5 years ago.
Right. We can do it as quickly or, you know, if I do have people that are maybe have fallen or they're in the hospital and now they're going from a rehab facility to an assisted living facility.
But I mean, whether someone else that's helping them move, the sooner the better in way of preparing for this. Now, I've talked a lot, Stephanie, and you're the expert. There's certainly, before I put a bow on our conversation, there's other things that I didn't bring up that come up regularly with people that are planning a move like this. Have we left something big out?
Yeah, I mean, we'll also talk about at this class or this seminar, we'll talk about downsizing, moving, actually hiring a moving company, how we're going to walk you right through all of that. So basically, I started doing this so I can be with people from beginning to end. So I work with people at all different levels, all different types of families. But we will walk right through this process with you. And there's a lot of people that don't have anybody to help them. There's a lot of people that have a couple kids that might come into town from out of state to help. So it just depends on the level of care that you need. And we we have a complete team assembled to help you do just about anything that you need help with.
Well, you know, you've seen a lot of great stories with people who planned well or, you know, use some of these or other services to help the transition. Does trauma come into play in some of these areas? And not kidding, trauma?
Yes, there is trauma, but it's also just a very emotional, you know, not just financially stressful, it's very emotionally stressful. So a lot of my job and time is spent hand-holding people and walking through this with them, because it is, especially if they're, you know, elderly or they have some health issues.
Yeah.
It is, and everybody's different. So
you said something really important, with them. So again, Stephanie, whether it's you or one of these other companies or other companies besides that, you know, it isn't something that really anyone needs to do alone.
Right. Absolutely.
There is a team that you can assemble to assist you from going where you are to where you're going. And this event that's coming up on August 25th, plan today for tomorrow's peace of mind, a free event to attend at the community center at North Domingo Baca. It's 10 a.m. on the 25th. And if you want to find details about it, if you're hearing this and forgetting, just remember Loving Transitions. Do a search for them on Facebook. You'll find their site at facebook.com/lovingtransitionsalbuquerque.com. The event is posted there. Anything else, Stephanie?
No, I think that we pretty much covered it all.
Okay.
Happy to answer any questions if anybody wants to message me off of that site as well.
All right. Yeah, we'll have to get you back in because this is, you know, a good part of our listeners, you know, a range from 40 to, you know, 90.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, like I said, it's for their families as well, not just the seniors, because sometimes the kids are the ones taking the information.
And there's another great idea. If you're going to come to this, invite your grown children to come with you.
Yep.
Make them part of the process. I mentioned that, you know, not all of it, but in some of it, I was part of the process with my mom on her transition. My son was a part of that. As best you can, assemble the team. And this is a great way to find out what kind of a team you need at this event coming up on the 25th. All right. Stephanie Quintana, Coldwell Banker Legacy and Loving Transitions, appreciate you coming in and letting us know about the event, and look forward to seeing a lot of people getting a lot of the information they need.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right. And coming up, we're going to catch up with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Everyone likes a baby shower. There's a way for you to do that digitally, even. We're going to provide for them all this month. I say we, that means us, right? You, me, the body of Christ, anyone listening that wants to support their efforts in blessing families found in crisis pregnancies. We're going to talk about that and more when we come back on ABQ Connect.